Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And of course, where are we, Christina? We're at the 1 hour Christina Loos show. Oh my God. It's unbelievable. And Otto was saying in the last segment, we have 43 listeners. We have thousands of people. I get calls all week long, so I don't know what he's talking about. Thousands of calls I get. If I talk too much, they're angry. You didn't give Christina a chance. That's not fair. Oh, it's not worth it. I said, I'm just going to turn the whole thing over to her. Good morning, Christina. It's always a pleasure.
Hello. What a great show. I just want to give a shout out to you all because it's really a testament to how professional and wonderful you are, because we really had quite the last minute change. The topic that Peter discussed and you, John, it was just really something that's so important, you know, and this is definitely fears and worries that people have right now on top of everything else. You know, there's just so many layers to what's going on currently. So I think it was really great. And we'll just give out you guys personal phone numbers and people could just call you. But no,
I don't want to get in trouble.
No, but it was really, Peter did a really wonderful job with that. So kudos to you both.
Thank you.
North Hempstead, listen, we are buzzing with all kinds of great stuff that is coming out. What's nice is that I feel like in the midst of all this, there are some positive new kind of initiatives that are coming back to just have people out in kind of a new way. So what's very exciting is that the drive-in movie theater is making a rise, which is really exciting because I love a good nostalgic throwback. So when I heard this, I was very excited. My first movie was at the drive-in when I was a little tiny girl. I remember I was with my parents and we saw Dick Tracy. And it was really a cool experience. And I would think, you know, now, even more so, you know, with technology is a little better.
Are there drive-in theaters?
Yeah, so they're North Hempstead's launching and all over, but North Hempstead, it's like hot off the presses, is doing it. They will have, let me get my handy-dandy paper. I'm covered in paperwork on my thing. So
Well, you're looking for your paperwork. Years ago, we had a country house. My mother and her sister, my sister drove, had a station wagon. And my mother had five kids. My aunt had three. They used to drive to the drive-in theater, put two kids in the back seat. The other five would go in that back section of the, and they'd cover us with blankets. So they didn't have to pay to get us in.
Listen, that's the old thing. You got to do what you got to do. I mean, we're not.
Oh, God.
North Hempstead. I mean, North Hempstead, it's all free. So you don't have to smuggle children in.
How does the sound work on that? Do you put it on a station on the radio?
Yeah, or? So it's funny because I was actually, this just got released and I was looking at that because that's what it is. So I a station. So obviously as that, the logistics kind of comes in, I'm going to look during the break, there's a website they just launched for the drive-in movies. So it's going to kick off on May 23rd. And that's going to be at North Hempstead Beach Park in Port Washington. And they're going to be showing one of my childhood favorites, The Goonies, which is a great movie. I highly recommend.
Oh, The Goonies. I know The Goonies.
I was like, me and my cousins, like, I really thought we were going to have an adventure like The Goonies. So I think that's a great movie, classic to start with. And then there's going to be all different locations. They're going to have it at Clingy Martin Park, Manor Haven Beach Park, and as I said, North Hempstead Beach Park, and they're looking for other locations too. So there's not going to be food available for purchase, but they are encouraging residents to bring their own snacks. And I know we've discussed this earlier, portable toilets and sinks will be provided. So, that's always a concern. We want to make sure that's taken care of. So that will be there. And it's really nice for the whole family to kind of do, and it's all free. So I'll get more information as that comes up, but it's just a new you know, it's nice. And like I said, it's a little nostalgia kind of thing. So I think it could be a great initiative. So that's something that's hot off the presses.
That's a wonderful idea.
That is doing, you know, because as we say, I mean, around this time, we're normally promoting the summer concerts that are going on through North Hempstead and stuff. And obviously, who knows what's going to happen with those kind of things. But which is really cool is that North Hempstead whips up these awesome programs. So that's coming out. Also, our email newsletter was a little different for May, obviously, because we're not having events that we're normally promoting. But I put together something because I really wanted to showcase just the different highlights and initiatives that Project Independence is doing. So everyone in their email should have got a little thing that looked like this. If you did not get the email newsletter, please call 311 and we'd be more than happy to add you to the list because unfortunately right now we can't really be doing too many mailings. So we're on email to do that. I want to announce that May is Older Americans Month. The theme is actually pretty cool this year because it ties into kind of what's going on. So this whole theme is Make Your Mark. The theme was selected to encourage and celebrate all the contributions that older adults make to our communities. The time, experience, and talents benefit family, peers, and neighbors every day. And we also want to stress that communities, organizations, and individuals of all ages are making their marks. So it's just highlighting just people doing really great things out there, and especially in the lives of older adults. So shout out to Older Americans Month in May. And it's a reason to get out there. If you go to the website, there's different kind of things you can do to help out. So it's exciting. And I want to give a little shout out two of my dear friends, Kaori and Warren Eng. They are quite the crafty couple. And they actually started making, I wish you guys would all be able to see, but the three of you can, these little devices that you attach your mask to. So it doesn't, you know, because mask, if it's on your ear, if you're wearing it often, you know, it's constantly falling off. And we were laughing because my mom, it just kept falling off her ears. So my friends actually got a 3D printer and have been banging out tons of these really cool little devices and giving them, donating them for free to anyone that might be interested. So they've been giving to hospitals. They sent me a bunch. Anyone that needs them can let me know and we can get them to you. So you don't have to pay for anything. It's all free. And it's just really cool because, you know, Dan and I were talking offline last week and it's as much as there's a lot of horrible things going on right now and pain and worry, there's a lot of really awesome things that people are doing out there. So it's exciting. Yes, Otto.
You mentioned a 3D printer. Mm-hmm. All right. And I noticed that there are some libraries that actually offer 3D printers for people to use to do things with. And that happens to be something I'm interested in.
No, I'm fascinated. I need to understand.
I've never seen a 3D printer, so I really don't even know what they look like.
No.
But I find it interesting that your friend used it to make those holders and people use them to make all kinds of things. How maybe we ought to have some sort of you know, because libraries have them, maybe we could have somebody from a library talk about 3D printers sometime.
Yes, because I'm fat, I can't even like it when I think about it, it just like explodes my brain because I don't even know how it's possible that these things can happen. For my last year birthday party that I did the Video Music Awards, the award for that is like a little astronaut, like Moon Man, that they do at the award show. So of course, to be on theme, I somehow needed this to have this. So I went on Etsy and I found someone that had a 3D printer that could make this 3D astronaut, you know, award that looked just like a regular award. It blows my mind. I can't even fathom how that came out of a 3D printer. So it's just these.
I saw them. They look terrific.
Yeah, it's real.
I remember seeing them.
I don't know how. I don't know how the material. I'm not totally sure how any of it goes. But Otto, I'm equally as fascinated with it. So that when we come back, we could probably get someone to talk about that.
The other part of it is that it could give seniors something to do at home. If they had a 3D printer.
I believe 3D printers are probably very expensive.
You know, come up with some pretty jazzy stuff.
Yeah. So, but like I said, there's really cool.
They could make a new spouse, maybe.
Listen, also very true. But if anyone, like I said, needs a mask holder, they're really cool. You could call 311, ask for me, and I will make sure we get them to you because they're really fun. They have nice little messages, a lot of them, you know, level up, keep your head up, nice thing. So
that's a nice idea. That's a wonderful thing they're doing.
Yeah, it's super cool. And they actually got their kids involved, which I thought was awesome. They have a little boy who's, I think her son just turned about like six. So he's involved in the project. So I think it's just, it's nice. People are kind of giving back out there. Also giving back, which I can't stress enough, the amazing women who are our nurses and social workers. We just celebrated Nurse Appreciation Week. And, you know, the work that our social workers and nurses do is just absolutely mind-blowing. You know, we're so fortunate in Project Independence that we were, you know, obviously an established program when this hit. So we had these built-in social workers and nurses who are making endless wellness checks. I mean, the calls that I, you know, Paula, who's the deputy commissioner of our department, and myself, when we get in, I mean, it's some of these service requests that come in 311, you know, rip your heart out because it's, people are scared. They're, you know, there's so many different things. So they're performing all these wellness checks, coordinating food deliveries to all different, you know, to people out there. And it's just really being creative and figuring out just how to kind of do these things, which is just absolutely incredible. You know, there's tons of, unfortunately, bereavement counseling that's having to go on over the phone. There's a lot of coordination with the children who live in different states who are worried about their parents, which I think it's, you know, Project Independence for them is also a lifeline because at least they know that someone can be calling to check in on their parents. They're also giving, you know, different scam awareness. All different referrals, I mean, which is really cool. Every day there's some kind of new organization, whether it's volunteer or it's initiative of a different program. I mean, we get so many emails at Project Independence, which is really, really great. So I just want to give a shout out to both of them. They are just, I mean, it's very hard. We were just talking. We had a Zoom meeting with our staff the other day, and, you know, it's so hard to kind of turn off what you deal with, you know, through work, you know, so you get these calls and you're really, it's hard to like flip that switch and kind of end it on top of all the personal stuff everyone has going on. So just really awesome. And they are our heroes. They are the people whose feet are on the ground and they're awesome. So shout out to all of the wonderful social workers and nurses through Project Independence because they are certainly doing great stuff.
Okay, actually, we're going to take our first break at the Christina Liu Show. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.